Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier. Game on. Soccer.
Welcome back to Game On with Marie and Dunica. Now, earlier we caught up with Rochdale player Paul McShane and we began by asking him how he's getting on at his new club.
I've been here a week now and I've really enjoyed it. I played my first game on Saturday straight in and it was good to get that monkey off my back because I hadn't played in a long time. And I got the 90 minutes in and I was glad we got a win as well. So yeah, it's started well.
We're still in football post-mortem mode here at the moment and looking back on Tuesday night. Were you watching Ireland? And if so, what did you think of them?
Yeah, I did watch it. I just got to watch the first half, actually. I didn't see this. I was sort of in and out of the second half. Yeah, it was sort of a chance for us there, you know, to get a result and get qualified. But yeah, you know, Switzerland are a decent side and yeah, it is what it is. And, you know, we just keep going and try hopefully get the result that was get us qualified in the future.
Do you think that we can get a result against Denmark now next time out?
Well, I'm an optimist, so yeah. Even though the record against Denmark hasn't been great recently, you know, you've got to be positive and stuff, and you know, a lot of things to obviously work on, and just, you know, I'll always believe that Ireland can pull out a result. So I'm positive about getting a result against Denmark.
Paul, you mentioned there that you're a positive mindset going into stuff. Mick McCarthy said he's surprised by the negativity around the team. What would be your take on that?
Well, there's been a negativity around the team for quite a long time, to be honest. You know, sometimes it's not the prettiest of football, but I think the team has been looking at a results-based sort of performance, and as long as we're getting them results, I don't think things will change much. I know that the fans and stuff would like some good football played, but it's a results-driven business, and Mick is just trying to get the team into a major tournament. So that's the, you know, different styles, different managers. So just got to keep going. I know the negativity around the team it's always been there, and lads will just get on with it because I know the lads are a good, honest bunch of lads, and they'll give everything when they pull the green jersey on. So yeah, you know, just got to stay positive and hope that we can get over the line and get into another major tournament.
You've always said that you'd be available for your country whenever they needed you and that you'd let Ireland retire you. Do you think that, like, playing for Ireland could still be an option for you again, Paul?
I do believe that, yeah. I still believe it, yeah. I know I've been in this game a long time now. I know football can change very quickly. You know, it did seem a million miles away there the last couple of years. But, you know, I'm back to full fitness at the minute, so touch wood, I can stay as fit as I can and get as many games under my belt as possible, and just see where it goes. But as I said, I'll always be available for my country, and you know, who knows what will happen in the future.
Do you feel you got a fair crack at the whip, Paul, playing in the green jersey for Ireland?
I got a call up when I was 20 years of age, and I was put straight in against Czech Republic, and you know, it started great and stuff, you know, it was brilliant. So I got a good crack at it there. As years went on, obviously I sort of, my opportunities were diminished a little bit, and I'm not gonna play the hard luck story. You know, I would have liked to have played more in the last few years, obviously when I was playing in the Premier League and stuff, and I didn't get a start or didn't get in squads, so I would have liked to have gotten more squads and more starts at the time. But here, that's football, and that's life, and that's the way it's gone.
And just on that, like, why do you think you didn't get in, Paul?
I don't know. You've got to ask the managers that.
Did you go to them?
Huh?
Do you in that situation? Do you go to the managers and say, like, why haven't I been picked?
Yeah, I think you've got to have that as a player. Yeah, I think you've got to show hunger to play for your country. And you know, I'd make the phone call if I wasn't in. I'd ring the managers and stuff and see what the story was. And I think more players should be like that. I think you've got to ask the questions, and you know, the managers have to have the answers.
Speaking of new managers, Brian Barry Murphy in Rochdale. How are things going in Rochdale?
Yeah, good. I've been here a week. It seems good. It's a good set of lads. A lot of honesty from the boys, which I've sort of missed in the last couple of years. You know, Reading was tough in the end, and you know, it was a tough place to be at times. So I'm just glad that it's a fresh start for me. And you know, everyone here seems to want to improve and want to give everything that they've got. And that goes from the coaches all the way through the playing staff. I got the feel when I first come in the place that they, and when I first spoke to Brian, that everybody wanted to improve here and go to the next level. So I wanted to be a part of something. And there's a few Irish lads here that's always good to have a few Irish lads, you know, for the crack and stuff. So it's a good place to be at the minute. So hopefully we can keep getting results and climb up the table.
Dunica was actually in school with Brian, and he told me the story yesterday that when they were in school sports day, that he used to win everything, the long kick, the 800 metres, the hurdles, everything that you could possibly win in sports day, he did. What kind of a manager is he?
He's very good. He has a great relationship with the players. It's a really good atmosphere. I felt that on the first day, and you just get involved, and everyone has a say. It's not like a dictatorship. You know, we're trying to solve problems here. If there's a problem on the pitch, he wants people to be vocal, and he wants to hear people's opinions. And you know, I think it's a good way to be. So he's open to all ideas, and the way that Brian's got the team playing. Is really good. It's an enjoyable way to play, and it's quite nice on the eye. So I'm just hoping now that we can keep getting good results, and as I said, get up that table.
Obviously, he was player coach for a while. Does he still tug out?
I've seen him going for a few runs around the pitch every now and again, but he sort of joins in a little bit, as in just serving balls in. But I haven't seen him join in a full session yet. But it's early doors, and I've only done, I think, 4 or 5 sessions, so he could be getting involved more in the future, I don't know.
Just for a young coach there, obviously his football knowledge is through the roof. Is he getting supported by the club and all the other types of selection decisions he needs help with?
Yeah, I think he gets the full support from the club. And also, I spoke to the CEO, David Bottomley, and him. He's fully behind the manager. You know, the coaches around him are a good support, and he's got a good team above him and around him. So you know, he's got a good foundation to build off, and you know, he can only get better and better.
Obviously, you're still young, but you know, you have a whole life ahead of you. Do you have plans for what you'll do afterwards?
Hollywood for me, I think.
Dunica, you can take Dunica with you.
Yeah, straight into the acting. And I've done my coaching badges and stuff. I've got my A and B coaching badges. So you know, I would be looking to get a little bit more into the coaching, hopefully. And but we'll see. You know, as you know, things can change quickly, and you don't know where you'd be. So I just hope to play for a good few more years. I've got a little eye on coaching, and I'll give that a bash and see where it takes me. FM.
Game on 2FM. Weekdays from 6.